AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Attorney General William Barr testified before a contentious hearing of the House Judiciary Committee.
The Attorney General was called to testify about federal assistance to police in cities overrun by protesters.
In selected cities where there has been an upsurge in violent crime, we are stepping up and bolstering the activities of our joint anti-crime task force.
Chairman Gerald Nadler attacked Mr. Barr's motives.
There are those who believe you are sending federal law enforcement into these cities not to combat violent crime, but to help with the president's reelection efforts.
Ranking Republican Jim Jordan defended Mr. Barr from Democrat attacks.
You guys attack him every day, every week, and now you've filed articles of impeachment against him. It's ridiculous.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Scientists are getting closer to a blood test for Alzheimer's disease.
The blood test study was led by Dr. Oscar Hansen of Lund University in Sweden.
This test actually shows Alzheimer's disease early on. So also when you only have very minor memory problems, it's very accurate.
But the test is only for patients showing signs of the disease.
I don't think this blood test should be used for screening of healthy individuals. And the reason is that we don't have any therapy today that stops or slows down the disease in healthy individuals.
The testing identified people with Alzheimer's versus no dementia or other types of it with accuracy ranging from 89 to 98%. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Trump has announced a $765 million loan to Eastman Kodak for research to develop generic drugs.
They're doing something that's a different field, and it's a field that they've really hired some of the best people in the world to be taking care of that company and watching that company, watching over it. But it's a breakthrough in bringing pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the United States.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 205 points, the NASDAQ dropped 134, the S&P declined 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Beef factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Kim Dallas. Bars in Clark, Washoe, Nye, and Elko counties will stay closed for at least another week. Governor Sisolak made the announcement yesterday, some 2 weeks after ordering bars in 7 Nevada counties closed in an order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The governor also said the state is moving away from its phased reopening plan, admitting the plan may not have been the fairest way to do it. Sisolak said the state's new approach will involve increased enforcement against businesses which are not following the COVID-19 health and safety guidelines. The show will not go on anytime soon at MGM Resorts. as the gaming company has notified most of its entertainment and sports division employees that they will be laid off effective August 31st. Many of MGM's 63,000 employees were told back in May that they would be furloughed until the end of August, with callbacks based on the COVID-19's impact on the marketplace. Company officials say that they plan to reopen its entertainment and sports venues when it is safe to do so. Well, district court jury trials, which have been scheduled to begin next month, have been canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak. But misdemeanor jury trials in Las Vegas Justice Court, which shares the space at the Justice Center, will go forward next week.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, the 215 westbound to the northbound airport connector ramp is closed due to a chemical spill there. You can use Las Vegas Boulevard as an alternate. Also, a disabled vehicle, that's US 95 north to Summerlin Parkway west, the off-ramp and right shoulder are blocked there.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Yes, live and local for another day, this time a Tuesday. We are now under 100 days to Election Day. Hard to believe it. Paris Denard is the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. He's been with us before. He's with us again. Paris, good to have you with us, my friend.
Thanks for having me back.
Under 100 days to Election Day. Give me your 30,000-foot view of what we're looking at over these next 99-plus days.
Well, as your song that was playing in the background states, time is running out. And that's true. Time is running out, but that time is running out for Joe Biden. He cannot continue to hide in his basement. He cannot continue to avoid questions from the media. And he cannot afford to there's no more time for him to take softball questions from the media. The American people know that time is running out because they are looking at these communities that are on fire, that are being burnt to the ground, that black businesses that are being destroyed, companies that are closing left and right, schools that are not being allowed to open, businesses that are not hiring people because they're closing. Time is running out for these Democrats to accept the fact that their radical policies are hurting Americans of all shapes and sizes, colors, creeds, and zip codes. Time is running out for them to actually come to the conclusion that America is under attack from the inside. They have blinders on, and they don't want to admit it. They don't want to say it. They keep saying things are peaceful. These protests are not peaceful. They're killing people. They're attacking businesses. So time is running out. But we have under 100 days of the election, and it's time for the American people to wake up. Wake up and look at the contrast in records. Wake up and look at the difference between these two candidates and what they're proposing. What Joe Biden has not done in over 40-some-odd years and what President Trump has done in less than four years. Time is running out for us to stop acting like this is a joke. What the Democrats are proposing and doing, it's no laughing matter. It's an assault on freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and just American exceptionalism, American values, and capitalism. They're all under siege right now because the Democrats' platform right now that is running in 2020 is one of eliminating opportunity zones, raising taxes, and defunding the police. This is time. This now is the time for us to understand that we've got to mobilize, register to vote, and turn out the vote, because we have the record of President Trump to run on and to be proud to vote for.
Paris, are the American people smart enough to see through this? This bunker mentality that the Democrats, you know, keeping the former vice president locked up in the basement. They did let him out today to go to Wilmington, Delaware for a speech, the fourth plank of the so-called Build Back Better economic plan. Who thought of that name? Build Back Better. He didn't have a whole lot to say other than to attack the president and say that things aren't as good for people of color. Yet we see the unemployment numbers. We see the wage growth in the African-American and Hispanic community. We see it going up and up and up before the pandemic. Right. What did you get a chance to see much of what he had to say?
Yeah, I watched it, and I live tweeted it, and I found it to be embarrassing. The first 5 seconds he walks out, didn't know where he was. He thought the Republican National Convention was happening in Tallahassee and not Jacksonville. He talked about a plan that he was going to enact about a black business fund, which was just nothing new. It was just a rollover from the Obama administration, so he has no new ideas. And then when he got time for his Q&A with the media, they asked him about sports. They asked him about reopening schools. They didn't ask him anything about what this speech was allegedly supposed to be about, which was systemic racism, the black community, and economic growth and prosperity for black Americans. They didn't ask him any questions about that, maybe because they didn't have enough content or policy or meat in what he was proposing, but they didn't ask him about his 1994 crime bill and how that led to mass incarceration. They didn't ask him about, when they talked about reopening schools, they didn't ask him about the comment that he made that comparing kids, you know, white kids, or saying that smart kids and black kids, and insinuating that black kids weren't smart kids, you know, like a white kid. I mean, this man is out of control when it comes to his long history of bigotry and racist policies and statements. And yet the media that were present refused to ask him one substantive question on his own policies on race and how that has destroyed the black business, black generation, wasn't black families. It was a joke. It was a complete joke. It was, and I thought that the bar hearing on the Hill, the Judiciary Committee, was a joke because of what they were doing. Then I turned to Joe Biden and I just said, you know what? The Democrats in Congress, these reporters, they are just out to undo this election for the American people. They don't want anyone to vote for President Trump. So they're going to just go all out to just really divide the country. And it's really sad to see. But today's speech by Joe Biden gave no clarity, no vision, and no real direction as to why he's running. Matter of fact, they asked him if he was running against President Trump or running for Joe Biden. He said one reason why he's running is because Donald Trump is the president. I'm sorry. When you don't have a rationale to run, and when you don't have somebody give people things to vote for and be inspired to vote for and have enthusiastic to give money to and door knock and register voters and come out to vote, that's not a winning agenda for winning an election.
Paris, did you get any indication of how he was going to pay for this? I think it's around $3 trillion, maybe more, depending on how you score it. $3 trillion in spending that he wants to do?
Yeah, it's very simple. He's already told us what he's going to do. Do you know what the answer is?
No.
Raising taxes. Joe Biden's already said he's going to raise taxes. He said he's going to eliminate the tax cuts that President Trump implemented, which is going to get rid of opportunity zones. I mean, the corporate tax rate that went down, that has ushered in so much business, and it's kind of helped when it comes to the inclusive economy that President Trump has built, showing that even with the black community, even during COVID-19 in June, we saw over 404,000 jobs created for the black community, and the unemployment rate go down from May. Joe Biden, in his America, be very clear, he's going to pay for all this by raising your taxes, not just taxes on the wealthy, but taxes on the middle class that President Trump cut. That's how he's going to do it.
And did you get a sense? I mean, I got a sense that he really didn't have a grasp of his material. He read off the teleprompter fine, made a few gaffes here and there, but I never felt that in the Q&A he really had a grasp of the material. Like, he doesn't really know this stuff.
He was just rambling. At one point, I'd say, what is he talking about? You know, literally, he was talking about the fact that he said that the president should use the Defense Production Act to do X, Y, and Z, that he called, and he called on the president to do that after the president said he was going to do it. I mean, he has no idea what he's talking about. But to your point, my friend, that's exactly what the issue is. No rationale for running, no clarity of vision, no clearly describable, explainable platform for an election. And when somebody asked him a question, he said, "Oh, read my policy, read my brief. I wrote about it." No one is going to sit here and you know why President Trump was able to connect with people, because he said, "We're going to make America great again. We're going to put America first. We're going to bring jobs back." Very simple things that people could understand. And they said, "What do you mean by that?" And he could explain it. Joe Biden thinks that he can work with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and other radical liberals and have them write these dissertations and these policy briefs. The American people don't have time for that. They don't care about, 400-some-odd page documents and dossiers and charters. And they want to know from your mouth, from your heart, what are you going to do for us today? Not what you did 40 years ago. What are you going to do to help us right now? And right now, you know what they hear? They hear defund the police. And right now, what they don't hear Joe Biden talking about the problems that the American cities are having, because he's not speaking out about the violence, the destruction of property, churches, and federal buildings. He's calling the protests peaceful. That's what they do hear. And I think that the issue that a lot of people are going to have coming into the three debates that are going to happen in a couple of months between President Trump and Joe Biden, they're going to see the contrast is going to be so clear, crystal clear, that this president is the one who deserves four more years, because he has the passion, the energy, the focus, the vision, and the track record to get things done for the American people.
Now, we're going to talk about the Bill Barr hearings on Capitol Hill, the House Judiciary Committee, and they attacked him viciously. The demos did. This was not for the faint of heart. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Paris Denard joining us, the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. We'll talk with him about how Bill Barr did today. And I thought he did. I thought he did great. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner. Upgrade to a high-SEER air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the Valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367, online at homeairlv.com.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on 3:22, make that 3:23. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall with you. Paris Denard joining us, Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. Attorney General Bill Barr testified before the House Judiciary Committee. I thought he was magnificent in the face of a horrific attack from the left. Did you get a chance to see much of it? And if so, what? I thought Bill Barr did great.
I watched the vast majority of it, Kevin, and I felt that the Attorney General, one observation was he wasn't able to speak when the Democrats asked questions. And I think that the reason why they chose to have dissertations and loaded questions, which they would not allow him to answer, is because they didn't want to hear the truth. They didn't want to hear the facts. They didn't want to hear the rebuttal because they know that he is a seasoned expert. Person who has had this position before. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he is a great man of honor and integrity. And even when he wanted to talk about the fact that his, you know, some cancer survivors were in his family, they tried to cut him off from talking about that. There was nothing that they wanted to hear from him, and that was the unfortunate thing. But he sat there. He took their loaded dissertations, personal attacks to his integrity, to the men and women who work for him, the attacks on their integrity. He sat there, he took it, and when he was able to respond, he did so in a way that was forceful, truthful, and was debunking everything that they said. It was a complete waste of his time. It was a complete waste of taxpayer money. And there was nothing new that was important to where we are today in terms of what we needed to do to move the country forward, that is under the purview of the Attorney General. One thing that was particularly telling was just the absence of the Democrats understanding what a protest is and what a riot is. They kept describing these peaceful protests, that these quiet people disassembling, standing for justice, which is in stark contrast to what when the Republicans were questioning the Attorney General, what he was describing. Literally tried to burn down federal buildings, literally throwing feces and urine and bottles and firecrackers and Molotov cocktails at law enforcement and at buildings to destroy them. And he made the case as to why it is his duty and his responsibility to protect these federal property. And it's just unfortunate that the Democrats are not concerned about people. They're just only concerned about politics.
Yeah, and one of the things they did, which Democrats have used this tactic before, they give a 90-second speech loaded with misfact. And then they ask a question, and they say, and I need a yes or no answer, please.
Right. And then they'll say, reclaim my time, reclaim my time.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's funny the way they operate. The question is, are the American people smart enough to see through this? I mean, do they understand when they see this dog and pony show going on up on the Hill that's exactly what it is? It's nothing of substance. And to be honest with you, it makes Bill Barr look better and better every day.
Well, it does. And I think the people who understand it are the people who are living it in these communities that have been victimized, the police officers that have been victimized, families who have been victimized, property owners have been victimized. When they see the Democrats playing games, I think they understand and see it for exactly what it is, because there are a lot of people out there impacted and hurting because of the reckless decision of local Democrats and national Democrats right now in leadership positions.
Paris, I'm going to ask you a question I've asked just about every public figure that I can find, and that is we are at, 8 weeks or something and counting in Portland, and the mob will not go home. How do we get the mob to go home? Why can't we just arrest all of them, throw them in jail, and again, federal crimes, federal custody. That's a lot different than what happens in most states and counties. Can you talk about how we get these people to finally go home and get out of our hair?
Well, it's going to take a combination of local leadership.
But they're clearly not going to do anything. I mean, the Ted Wheeler and all that. He actually went to one of the protests.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, because of federalism, they're limited as to what we can do to really solve this problem. If the federal government can go in and just arrest everyone and lock them up, the people who are the rioters, who are the lawless agitators, anarchists, the violent criminals, they could. And I frankly think that they should. But because of federalism, they're limited to what they're going to do. It's going to be the local people are going to have to rise up and say enough is enough. Business owners are going to have to rise up. Property owners are going to have to rise up. Families and community leaders are going to have to say, we are done with this. We demand that if you can't fix it, bring in the federal resources to get this under control. Because when people are going to get tired of violence and destruction and death, and the false claims that this has anything to do with George Floyd or justice or inequalities. This is about destruction, anarchy, and lawlessness.
I want to ask you in our final 90 seconds, the president, I think, has done an amazing job for people in all communities, but especially in the African-American and Hispanic communities. Can you talk about just some of the things, whether it's enterprise zones or whatever, that the president has implemented that is making those communities so much better? No matter what Joe Biden says today, he has helped in so many ways. Can you talk just about a couple of them?
Yeah, from the educational sphere, when you look at the president's support for school choice in charter schools, the reality is that a lot of parents are trapped in zip codes where their school districts aren't the best. And so they should have the opportunity to choose where their child should go to learn if they're able to